Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Abimar and Imi Marasi Shayichu, schluss Moshe de Peshtari, so Moshe Mordechai, and Nechagitel Bas Rabchaim Tzvi, Bucholanu Vimeleha, and for David Avram, Yosef Tzvi, Naomi Sara, Vinay Maris, and Miriam, Bucholanu Vimaleim, Baracha Vahatzlacha, and we are continuing B'siyata D'Shmaya Gdola, our series of Shiurim B'Rambam. We're holding now B'siyata D'Shmaya Baruch Hashem, fourth parak, the first in the fifth parak, in the first halacha, and we've been basing ourselves in the Torah of Meinu Rabbeinu Agon Agadol Muflav Amuflag Rav Man Zatzal. As anachnu namshich B'ezrat Hashem. The king should only first fight a mulchemes mitzvah. That's what he should start with. What's a mulchemes mitzvah? That's the war of the seven nations fighting, killing the seven nations that are in Eretz Yisrael. Shiva Amimin, Chiti Amori, Prizi Yavusi. Umulchemes Amalek is a Mulchemes Mitzvah, fighting against Amalek. And Ezras Yisrael Miat Sar Shebo Aleim, and helping the Jews from an enemy that comes upon them. Vachakach Nilcham Vumulchemes Rishus, Arishus. And then afterwards, he fights non-obligatory wars. Mulchemes Rishus. And what is the definition of Mulchemes Rishus? V'hiya Mulchama shenilcham im shar ha'amim kedei laharchiv gvul Yisrael ulaharbois bigadlusoi v'shamoi. The Mulchama of a Mulchemes Rishus is that we fight against other nations, not Amalek, not the Shivamim, in order to expand the border of the Jews and to increase his greatness and reputation of the king. Ad kan mitifrei Rambam. This Rambam is kibel hamon 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 atyachesuyot. There's so much material about it in the Torah world and even in the world of Mechker. There's somebody wrote a whole doctorate. He once sent, I asked him to send it to me, emailed him. And wars, so much has been written, especially Bizman HaZeh, in the last 50, 60, 70 years, that Am Yisrael has been in a state again where we are compelled to engage in war. So that's Divrei HaRambam. Mokra Dvorim is from the Mishnah and Sugis HaGemara, Sota 44b. The Mishnah there is talking about Chazor Me'orche HaMulchama. The Mishnah says, Bameh Dvorim Amurim. When do certain people go back and not wage war? That's b'melchemes reshus, sarishus. Aval b'melchemes mitzvah hakol yotzim. When it comes to melchemes mitzvah, everybody goes out. Filu yotzan mechadro v'kala mechupaso, mechupaso chosan akala, even they go out to war. Amar Rav Yehuda b'medvorim amurim b'melchemes mitzvah. What is this talking about? That not everybody goes out. That's talking about a mulchemes mitzvah. But a mulchemes chov, everybody goes out. So you see a chilik in the Mishnah between the Tanakhama, the first opinion, makes a chilik between mulchemes rishus, where people are chos merochei mulchama, and mulchemes mitzvah, where they're not. Even chasen mechedro v'kala mechupasa. And then Rabbi Yehuda makes a distinction between mulchemes mitzvah, when they are chozer, and mulchemes chova, obligatory war, when they are not, when no one goes back, everybody fights it. That's the Mishnah. And then in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rishus de Rabbanan, Zoe mitzvah de Rabbi Yehuda. What the rabbis call a mulchemes reshus, is what Rabbi Yehuda calls a Milchemes Mitzvah. And therefore, not everybody goes out. So the Tanakhama says, the Rabbanan say, a Milchemes Rishus, not everybody goes out. Chozer Morachei Milchama. And Rabbi Yehuda calls that a Milchemes Mitzvah. And mitzvah, the Rabbanan, what the rabbis call a Milchemes Mitzvah, Zoi Chova de Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda calls a Milchemes Chova. Rashi, Divra Maschil Rishus, Uva Osa Milchemet Shem Milchem Shir Rishus, Vein Chasin Yotzela, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Dein Chasin Yotzela. As Rabbi Yehuda Koreis a Mitzvah. Benafgamina lefot Rami Shara Mitzvahs Bodo Asuk Pakin Mefarish Rabba Vazir. So, the same Milchama that the rabbis call a Rishus and a Chasin doesn't go out to, Rabbi Yehuda calls it a Mitzvah. And a chassan doesn't go out to it. Such a war. Rabbi Yehuda calls it a mitzvah, and the chachamim call it a rishus. But they both agree that a chassan doesn't go out to such a war. Nafkamina, so what's the nafkamina in this in their language? The photo mishar mitzvah is bodo asukba, to pater him from other mitzvahs when he is osik in it. As the Gemara says further, as Rebbe says further, again the Gemara it says, nafkamina, whether it's called rishus or mitzvah, is osik mitzvah min a mitzvah. According to Rebbe Yehuda, that it's called a milchemes mitzvah, one is osik in it, he's pater from another mitzvah. But according to the Tanakhama, that it's called a milchemes rishus, and one is osik in it, is not pater from another mitzvah. And then in Dibur HaMaaskel, mitzvah de Rabbanan, Rashi writes, the Amru ba kol yotzim, when the rabbi said, HaKol yotzim, Milchemes mitzvah, Omar Nami, Rabbi Yehuda HaKol yotzim, Rabbi Yehuda agrees. He just calls it a Milchemes chova. V'lav midi ashminen baha, ela kula mishum mitzvah v'rishus nakdu pluktayu, ela mishum dekor Rabbanan le'mishus, So, what we're really doing over here is we just have to elevate it one level. In other words, there's no difference in calling it a mitzvah or a chova. The point is it should be higher than the previous one. So Rabbi Yehuda called the first type of mocham, milchemes mitzvah, so he has to go up and call this one a milchemes chov. And the Rabbanan called the first type of mitzvah milchemes rishus, so they can call this a milchemes mitzvah. But it doesn't really matter that it's a rishus, it's a mitzvah or a chova. There's no nafkamina, just a matter of making it stronger than the other one. And the reason we have a Milchemes Mitzvah versus Rishus, even though we're talking about the same war, is to teach us that one is what Nafkamina is, whether we're Osek B'Mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, like we said before. Later on in the Gemara it says, Amar Rava, Milchemes Yehoshua, the words of Yehoshua, Lichbosh Divrei HaKol Chova. Everybody says that's a chova when Yehoshua is coming to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Milchamos Beis David leRavacha. The wars of Beis David that were to leRavacha, to expand the border and to take taxes, like Rashi says. So Divrei HaKol Rishus. Everybody holds that that's a Rishus. Ki Pligi, what's their argument about? L'ma'utei Ovdei Kochavim. To exclude or weaken Ovdei Kochavim. The Lo Leisi Alayhu, that they shouldn't come and fight. What is this war that we want to weaken the Goyim that they shouldn't fight with us? Mar Rabbi Yehuda Kari La Mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda calls it a Mochemes Mitzvah. Umar, and the Tanakama, Kari Rishus. He calls it a Mochemes Rishus. Everybody holds that not everybody goes out to such a war. Because they're talking about the same type of war. To stop the Goyim from coming upon us. And the nafkamina is also sik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. The nafkamina is that Rabbi Yehuda calls it a mochemes mitzvah. So we say sik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Stopping the Goyim. And the Tanakama calls it a rishus. So we don't say sik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Ad kan misugis ha-gemara. Now, Rambam writes, Ezus Yisrael miyad atzar is a mochemes mitzvah. That's our Rambam over here. Writes the Knesset HaGedola in his Chedushim on the Rambam, in Hilchos Malachim, at the end of his Sefer on Yoredeya, that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that lema'ute akum, the lo laisi alayhu, is called a Mochemes Mitzvah. And so we had Rabbi Yehuda. To stop the Goyim from coming upon us, that's called a Mochemes Mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam calls it a Mochemes Mitzvah. And he wonders why the Rambam paskins this way, why doesn't he paskin like the Tanakam and call it a Mochemes Rishus. And he's also Tamea Me'od al Masha Hiksha, Alecha Mishnah al Shmatitz HaRambam and Masha Katzad Mochemes Rishus, Rak Mochama Laharchiv Gvule Yisrael, V'lo Hevi Gam Kein Del Mu'ak Akin Lo Leisi Alayim and Mochemes Rishus. So he also asks in the Lecha Mishnah, says, why does the Rambam omit when he writes Mochemes, why does the Rambam omit when he talks about a Mochemes Mitzvah? He omits Lema'utei Akum D'lo Leisei Alayim. When he talks about a Mochemes Rishus, he says, what's a Mochemes Rishus? It's only Laharchiv Gvul Yisrael. Why doesn't the Rambam also bring us the Lecha Mishnah to stop the Goyim from attacking us? That's also a Mochemes Rishus. So ask the Knesset HaGedola, what's your problem? The Rambam paskins that it's a Mochemes Mitzvah. L'mu'ute akam de lo leisi alayu. It's not a kasha why the Rambam omits it, because the Rambam doesn't paskin that way. He holds a Mochemes Rishus is only the Laharchid Vul Yisrael. When it comes to Lemute Akam to Lo Leisi Alayu, to stop the Goyim from coming upon us, so that the Rambam holds is a Mochemes Mitzvah. So he doesn't omit that from being a Mochemes Rishus. He doesn't skip that, and that's what he writes. He writes, what's a Mochemes Mitzvah? Ezus Yisrael Me'atzar Shebole. And that's Lemute Avdei Kochavim de Lolesi Alayim. So the Rambam just passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the Lecha Mishnah's problem? However, this Knesset HaGedola is very difficult to understand. Because the Rambam himself, in the seventh perek of Hilchos Malachim, in the fourth halacha, writes, Bestam, that Milchemes Mitzvah Yotzei, אפילו חוסן מחדרו וקל מחופסה. ולא פירית מים מלחמס מצווה או מים מלחמס רשוס. He writes there that a מלחמס מצווה, even a חוסן goes out, even a קל goes out, but he doesn't tell us what מלחמס מצווה or מלחמס רשוס are. So it must be that he's sumich on what he writes over here. Over here in our halacha 5.1, he defines for us what's a melchemes rishus and what's a melchemes mitzvah. Now, according to the Knesset HaGedola, that lemu'utei akum lo leisi alayu is a melchemes mitzvah, it emerges that on that the Rambam also said that yotzei hachosin mechedro v'kala mechupasa. Because according to the Knesset HaGedola, stopping the goyim from coming upon us is a melchemes mitzvah. Because that's what the Rambam writes over here. It's a melchemes mitzvah. And the Rambam writes later on that a melchemes mitzvah, a chassan goes, even a chassan fights. So that's a very big problem. Because that's like neither of them. Because it's Lehejah in the Sug of the Gemara that the only argument is about Osik b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. That Rabbi Yehuda says it's called a melchemes mitzvah when you're stopping the goyim from coming upon you. So he's only arguing about the din of Osik b'mitzvah patur mina mitzvah. But as far as Hakol Yotzim, Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Rabbanan that not Hakol Yotzim. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's like a melchemes rishus, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's like a melchemes rishus, and a chassan and kala don't fight. So it turns out that the Rambam is paskening like neither of them. If the Knesset HaGedola is correct. When he says that the Mu'ute Akum V'Lolesi Alayhu who is Ezus Yisrael Mi'atzar Shabalayim, and that the Rambam defines the Melchemes Mitzvah like Rabbi Yehuda, and Memeilu would come out, the Rambam himself says Melchemes Mitzvah, even a Chassan fights, but that doesn't stem with Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that the only Nafka Mina in calling stopping the goyim from coming upon you, a melchemes mitzvah, is that osik mitzvah patur mitzvah. As far as the chassan going, chassan doesn't fight. He agrees with Tanakam that it's rishus, and a chassan doesn't fight that war. So the Rambam's like neither of them. Certainly not like the Tanakama, because the Rambam calls it a melchemes mitzvah. Tanakama calls it a melchemes rishus. So it's boru pashut b'das alechem mishne k'mo shekosav kvar. הקרן אוירו בסוגיה שלנו, והשיירי קורבן בירושלמי שם בסוית הפרק חס הלך היו, ובחזון איש, באויר החיים מועצים אין קופיות בייס סימן, and the סימן ווב, אוס בייס, that the Rambam is מחלק between a צער שכבר בו עליהם, if the enemy already came upon us, then that's called the Melchemes Mitzvah. That's Ezonas Yisrael Miyad Tzar Shebo Aleihem. That's if the enemy already came upon us. So that the Rambam defines as a Melchemes Mitzvah. Whereas Akum, that haven't yet come upon us, what we call today a preemptive strike, that is something else. If it's to defend yourself against an enemy that attacks, everybody holds a Melchemes Mitzvah. That's why the Rambam here defines it as a Melchemes Mitzvah. As the Shami Atzar Shibaleim is a Melchemes Mitzvah. The Kulei Alma. And the Memeli Ben Chassan is going to go out and fight it. Whereas in the second case, where we're talking about a preemptive strike, everybody holds that it's not a Melchemes Mitzvah as far as HaKol Yotzin goes. So chassan don't go and fight it. And only in Osek B'mitzvah there's an argument between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbon. That's why the Lechem Mishnah asks, why doesn't the Rambam bring this inyan of Lemute Akum Dlo Leisi Alayim? That is a Lechemis Rishus. In other words, this preemptive strike is a Melchemes Rishus. The Rambam doesn't talk about preemptive strikes. The Rambam only talks about once the Goyim already came upon us, defending ourselves. But the Rambam doesn't talk about preemptive strikes. The question is, why not? That's the Lechem Mishnah's kasha. We have to understand what's the makor. In the Sugis HaGemore, when we talk about a Melchemes Mitzvah, we only have Melchemes Yehoshua. Kedei lichbosh. That's a Melchemes Mitzvah. Or a Chova. The type of war that everybody goes out to is Yehoshua's war, Melchemes Yehoshua. So it doesn't talk about it, it doesn't mention at all this Tzar Sheba Aleihem, defending ourselves against our enemies. So what's the Rambam's makor that this is a Melchemes Mitzvah? ובפרט אנחנו צריכים לעיין בכך שהרמב"ם בעצמו בפירוש המשנה בפרק א' של סנהדרין משנה א' כתב שמלחמס מצווה זו what? Is מלחמס עמלק ושבע עממים. And so to פרק ב' סנהדרין משנה ד' and so מלחמס מצווה he only brings מלחמס עמלק ושבע עממים. And here he adds on as he says so מיד הצער שבעל להם. So the Rambam still the Persian Mishnah says to bring it. Here suddenly he brings it. Rashi, Sanhedrin 2a, Melchemes Rishus writes, Kol Melchama Kol Rishus Levad, every Melchama is called Melchemes Rishus except for Melchemes Yehoshua to capture Eretz Yisrael. Whoa, otherwise the Rishus. So the Chorot's against the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the moment, as you saw, Me'atar Shvaram is also Melchemes Mitzvah. So the Dvarim Tzrichim Iyun Rav. So that, sweet friends, is the first leg of this incredible journey through Perek Hey Halach Aleph. And Birtzos Hashem Dalkeinu, in the next year we will continue and see more kashas, and then hopefully get to the beautiful Mahalach. And there is just a velt to say about this Rambam. So please stay tuned, beloved friends, and I thank you so, so much for listening. Glean that we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.